President Bush asked Congress for almost $75 billion this morning, most of which would pay for 6 months of war. Some of the money would pay for Homeland Security, humanitarian assistance to Iraq, and other foreign aid. NPR's Renee Montagne talked with House Minority Whip Nancy Pelosi of California about the Democrats' views of the president's war plans.
You voted against this war in Iraq, have all along in every instance, except the most recent resolutions supporting the troops.
Yes. In October, I joined 60% of my House Democratic caucus in imposing the resolution that gave unlimited power to the president to go to war without going to the UN or returning to Congress. We had a Democratic substitute, which would have required the president to go to the UN to seek a multilateral solution in terms of inspections, and if that did not succeed, to come back to Congress for a vote.
Now, it would seem that now would be a good time for the Democrats to show one face, have, if you will, a united front. That hasn't happened. Why not?
I believe that the Democrats are united. We had a very, very strong vote in the House of Representatives and in the Senate last week in support of our troops that we admire and appreciate their courage, their patriotism, and the sacrifice that they are willing to make.
Yet the Democrats are united in support of the troops, but in fact not united against this war, not united for war in principle.
Going to war is the most difficult decision that certainly a president can make, and as members of Congress, we have a responsibility spelled out in the Constitution. It is a vote of conscience. 60% of the House Democrats opposed a resolution which has taken us on this path to war, but there is a difference of opinion about the course of action. I don't think anybody, whether they voted for the resolution or against the resolution in October, wanted to see us go to war. We thought that we should slow down the path to war, that we had not exhausted every diplomatic or other remedy before we put our young men and women in harm's way. Once the president, though, makes the decision to go to war, we all unite behind our men and women in uniform. I still think that when this war is over, we should have a real heart-to-heart conversation among ourselves and with the American people about what role war plays in our foreign policy. Do we want to always show our strength? Or do we want to demonstrate our greatness? Certainly the threat of the use of force enhances our diplomatic leverage. There's no question about that. And I'm not taking the use of force off the table. It may be that we have to use force at some point, but it has to be a last resort.
Let's talk for a moment about the budget. The supplemental budget requested to pay for this war, just under $75 billion. What is the Democratic resistance to it, if anything?
I don't think you will see Democratic resistance to the supplemental. We will raise questions. I believe that we need to have more in it, in the supplemental for homeland security. That is a major responsibility that we all have to provide for the common defense. I think that the administration has talked more about homeland security, but there's a credibility gap between their rhetoric and the reality of the budget they put forth last week and the supplemental today. He only has about $4 billion in there, and that falls far short of the needs of our municipalities and our states to meet the mandates that the federal government has set down to protect the American people. Those are the questions that we will raise when we take up the supplemental. What does this supplemental do to protect the American people? How does it advance the homeland security goals that we have established? Let us break down the credibility gap between the rhetoric coming out of the White House and the reality that is in their budget request.
Nancy Pelosi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
To review today's war news, U.S. planes again bombed Baghdad and the Iraqi Republican Guard forces surrounding the capital. The U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is camped about 50 miles away, getting ready for an attack that could come within a few days. U.S. and British forces also made progress today in southern Iraq. They secured 2 strategic bridges over the Euphrates River and took control of the key port of Qasr at the head of the Persian Gulf.